Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 on the Morning Edition, and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower after wholesale pork prices fell again yesterday, and most plants are said to have adequate hog supplies for the week. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with tops from $34 to $37. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,862 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40.75 to $53.38. The weighted average was $50.59, a loss of 62 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $26.75 to $42.25, the weighted average $39.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,850. The base price range was $40 to $58, the weighted average $53.68, a gain of $1.02 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.77 to $44.73, and the weighted average was $39.49. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And in the Midwest Corn Belt, a weak cool front's going to push from northwest to southeast today, and it's going to trigger a few spotty light showers, but I don't think anything that's really going to mess up the farming operations for very long. There may be a few places that pick up a couple hundredths to a tenth of an inch in the northern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, but by and large, this front's going to come through with just some brief showers. It's not really going to amount to whole much, nothing really to worry about. Behind the front, more dry weather. We'll have another weak front come through about Friday evening, and then another one later in the weekend. But none really mean a whole lot of business until perhaps early next week. It looks like a cold front will move through the Midwest Monday into Tuesday, and that's going to bring in what potentially could be some much colder air, coldest air of the season. And then after that, we're going to have up and down temperatures, some days mild, some days cold, and with some of those changes, some precipitation from time to time. But we're going into the time of year where the average precipitation drops off quite a bit. We're already in that, actually. So it does look like we're going to have some changeable weather next week. But for the next several days, generally open weather. So if you have late season field work, late harvesting or tilling or applications of anything on your fields, you have some generally decent weather coming up, although there may be a few sprinkles around here for a couple of hours time in the early evening hours today, but that's about it. The main jet stream winds will be to the north, so that's going to hold the polar air up north until, as I mentioned, it may come in here starting about Tuesday, and we'll have the coldest air of the season. And for winter wheat in the northern portions of the hard red winter wheat belt, there could be some wheat starting to go into dormancy, but that's not going to be affecting the main winter wheat areas just yet. That cold air will be coldest over the northern plains and upper Great Lakes during the middle of next week. So we'll be on the southern fringe of it, but we are looking at the potential of high temperatures in the 40s and lows in the 20s. That's certainly a possibility. As we look to the south and the delta and southeast, high pressure is going to be in control of the weather there, so it's going to be looking dry here for the foreseeable future. So good weather for field work down there. They won't be recharging any moisture. Tropical storm Noel will not move into the southeastern U.S. It'll turn maybe over the Bahamas and then out into the Atlantic Ocean, so that's not going to be a factor at all. Turning to the southern hemisphere, Basically, the same thing continues in Brazil. There's going to be some showers and thunderstorms in southern areas, producing some locally heavy rain, and it'll be drier at least early on farther north. When we look at the next week or so, no place is going to stay completely wet, so there will be some planting operations going on in between the showers and thunderstorms. But it does look like southern sections of Brazil will be getting some rainfall here over the next few days. That includes Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, into Paraná. Maybe even southern portions of Mato Grosso do Sul will pick up a good bit of rain. And all areas will get some showers. The exception may be the northeastern area. The heaviest rains are going to miss by northeastern Goiás and Minas Gerais. So that remains the area of concern. But there should be some showers moving into that area during the weekend and early next week. It just may not be that heavy by the time it gets there. And in Argentina, generally dry weather is prevailing, and some rain is needed in southern areas, including La Pampa, Buenos Aires, and southern portions of Cordoba and Santa Fe provinces. So those are the areas that could use some more rain now so the crops can germinate a little bit better. And no problems really with Argentina yet, but that's the area that we're watching the most closely. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 830.5, down 6.5. Last trade down 4.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 812.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 7. July, 673.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 3.5. December corn opened at 369.25, down 1. Last trade up 2.25. July, 406.5, down 0.25. Last trade up 2.25. December of next year, 417.5, down 1. Last trade up 2. November beans opened at 990.25, down 1.75. Last trade up 7.75. July, 1034, down 3/4. Last trade up 5.25. November of next year, 962, down 1. Last trade up 6. December soybean meal opened at 274.90, up 20. Last trade up 180. December soybean oil opened at 41.67, down 7. Last trade up 7. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
There is not a lot of fundamental grain news to talk about, so I think we'll maybe look at a little bit of outside market influence. We had the petroleum report due on the opening bell, and then we had the Fed report due shortly before the closing bell or on the closing bell. What will happen between these two bookmark reports today?
Probably back and forth a little bit overnight. Like you said, there's real no fundamental news to talk about in the grain. We're in a real wide trading range on corn and beans. Wheat probably is more or less the one that's in a downtrend right now. The talk that I'm picking up in the trade this morning, you know, soybeans are probably going to follow crude oil. If we have that lower inventory today, they think crude oil is going to rally some more. And they're also watching what the Feds do this afternoon. The general feeling is if it lowers the rate, 0.25%. Commodities, all commodities will probably trend a little higher, and the dollar will trend lower, kind of the pattern we've been in here for a while. A 5.5% cut probably send commodities sharply higher and dollar sharply lower. And again, if the Fed doesn't do anything, it may be a sign of a big drop in commodities and a sharp rally in the dollar. So that's kind of where we're at and what the trade's feeling right now, and nobody really knows what's going to happen. One thing that happened yesterday is Goldman Sachs put out a recommendation to all their clients to liquidate the everything in energy, metal, and the ag long positions that they were holding, probably with hopes of reinstituting those at lower prices, but time will tell on that too.
Will the U.S. dollar and the 10-year Treasury notes move in the same direction after today?
Good question. probably, in all probability, yes. But there again, it's speculation at this point in time because we don't know for sure what the Feds are going to do, and it's hard to talk about something that we're not real sure about.
Turn your attention then to what we may learn about fundamentals and focus back on those. We do have FC Stone and Informa numbers due out later in the week.
That's true, and I think it's the 9th that we'll get a new report. And you know what's interesting, Dave, is every time the market has a significant move like yesterday, you hear the talk about people think that the corn and bean report's going to be higher. Every time that it rallies significantly, they say, well, the USDA is going to lower the crop production reports on the 9th. So basically nobody knows, and they just use that as an excuse.
Then let's go ahead and get your opening calls for today, please.
Well, I think it's just basically going to be what we did overnight real early, and then we'll probably position ourselves. A reminder, it's the end of the month with the Feds coming out with their report. So we're going to call wheat 5 to 10 lower on the opening, corn 2 to 3 higher, and beans 5 to 7 higher.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Have a good day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.